Item 7, from the medical examiner submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Hello, if you could both introduce yourself.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. Brian Peterson, medical examiner. Karen Domagoski, operations manager.
Very good. Thank you for joining us.
In brief, our capital improvement budget has three small items. The first, very small, actually microscopic. We're looking at a five-headed teaching microscope that will allow us to collaborate in doing microscopic slides. That's a capacity that we don't currently have. The second item is a CT scanner. It's more expensive, obviously, but if you look at current medical examiner offices, they've gone to either that capacity or whole-body scanning for any number of reasons, including providing service in cases where an autopsy is denied by next of kin, which can happen in Wisconsin. It also lets us look at injuries that we can't currently see for technical reasons, oftentimes involving the face and the neck, areas that we don't commonly dissect. And the final item is more along the lines of mass disaster preparation. It's the kind of hardware necessary to take dental x-rays portably in the field or at a satellite mortuary. We very commonly use dental identification these days, especially when fingerprints either aren't obtainable, missing, et cetera. Teeth are much more resistant to things like fire and explosion. We have a consulting dentist, and this is the equipment he's recommended.
Item two, is that a replacement? We already have that capability, or and this is a replacement or an upgrade, or we
Mr.
don't
Chairman,
have
no,
it at
we,
all?
We currently have digital x-ray, just plain film x-ray. We do not have a scanner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the CT scanner, just as a layperson, is there a different type of scanner when you're scanning a live person versus a non-live person?
Mr. Chairman, the technology is the same. The difference is that most hospital x-ray departments don't want our patients showing up for a lot of reasons.
And that kind of led to my next question. I mean, it's so many places have CT scanners. It seems duplicating equipment that's all over Milwaukee County, but I suppose for the obvious reasons, we can't really contract with anybody to use somebody else's CT scanner.
And that's exactly the issue. Things like infection control and so forth, the comfort of the living, they don't want to see our patients at their facilities.
Do any other surrounding counties have a CT scanner, medical examiner's offices that maybe we could contract with or work with or purchase something in conjunction with to just offset the cost a little bit?
Mr. Chairman, actually that's an excellent point. No, they don't. And our thinking is that perhaps it'll work in the other direction. They'll contract with us, and that's a service that we can provide.
Which you have some history of.
We do.
We're going to Borkowski and then...
Well, and thank you. I'm just envisioning, so one of Dr. Peterson's clients comes in and there's a cloth over that person, and then the next person who is waiting doesn't have the cloth. They ask, why does the person have the cloth over their head? So, anyways, that's quite the visual. My question was, on the total project cost, is it supposed to be $520? You've got $490 here, which is only about items 2 and 3.
Yep.
I think
the CT scanner is about $450,000 just for the CT scanner.
Yep.
That was the...
The digital x-ray is approximately $40,000, and then for the microscope is about $30,000 total.
Right.
Okay, so $520, right?
Total.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now we'll make that change then when we submit it.
All right. Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just curious about the CT scanner. Like, can you tell me what the use of it is and how regularly it is used?
Sure. The facilities that have them use them all the time. And it's the kind of technology where once you have it, you tend to use it. But there are a couple different instances where it's critical. One would be where a family denies us the opportunity to actually do an autopsy. and in an injury case, or if there are hidden injuries, this is a way of getting at them. The other thing is areas that we can't dissect for technical reasons. Think about the face, for example. Injuries there, injuries at the base of the skull, injuries in the neck. We try to be as... we obviously do invasive things, but we're always mindful of the next of kin, funeral arrangements, embalming, that sort of thing. And there are areas that simply can't be conveniently studied in a non-destructive way by dissection that can be accessed by scanning, much more so than even by plain X-ray. So it's simply an adjunct to what we currently don't have.
So what are we doing right now in lieu of such a machine? How do we explore these issues?
Mr. Chairman, sometimes we can't. And we're certainly missing injuries and missing findings because we don't currently have a way of getting at them in a non-destructive way.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Prokoski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll make the motion that we submit this report to the CIC with the change on the total there. It's not 490, but 520.
Okay. Seeing no objection, seeing no further questions, the item is referred to the CIC with the technical correction.
Thank you.